Today you will show me corresponding to Megillah Bavli Daf Ches. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Ches on the base at the Mishnah's Halacha Zayin. Ein bein amuda hanoa mechaveroi, lemuda mebenu machal, that this is a regal, mekelim she'ein oisim bahem oichol nefesh. The only difference is between one who is muda, which means forbidden due to a vow, from benefit from his friend, and one who is muda not to eat from him, that the first one may not walk on the property of the person made the neder, or borrow vessels, not use the food, which are not normally rented from him, whereas the latter is permitted in a place where such kelim are not rented. In bein nedarim ledavois, ela shenedarim mesu oy nignevu chayavim b'achuyosam, ledavois mesu oy nignevu in chayavim b'achuyosam. Any difference between nedarim and ledavois, vows to bring karbonos, is that if Nedarim died or was stolen, he's liable to bring a replacement, and if Nedarim died, he's not liable to bring a replacement. The Gemara says, Ha, Dover she'osim b'eichol nefesh asa loy b'ma'achol neder. This implies that something used to make food is forbidden, he vowed only from food. Rishim Elokish omer, kinim asnisa, ein ben amuda, If Lokish answered, our Mishnah means that the only difference is between one who is muda hanor from his friend and one who is muda from him hanor smachol, which is benefit that will lead to food. Tanya debe Rebbe Cain, hamuda hanor smachol mechaveiroi lo yashilenu nafa ukvora vechaim etano. Would be a support from a brisa. From the house of Rebbe, if one is mudah hanas ma'achal from his friend, he may not lend to the one he made an edu against a sifter, sieve, mill, or oven. Tani aval mashilhu loy kriso isuka oris etam kriyim she'enen ne'emin she'enen ma'am esarichal aval machnisim esarichal. The vice says, however, he may lend to him cups, bowls, and plates, because they don't improve the food. The food is merely put into them. Pans and pots are forbidden, or may not grind grain or stomp grapes. But the question is to harvest rain is a question, as perhaps is permitted, because a lot must be done before the mudah can then eat. To harvest grapes is also a question. Now, the answer is, what if Hanas Machel? A Baisa teacher that he may lend him an axe. Avin and Savin Mema, the Kardam shall be cooked. Now, we're thinking this is referring to an axe of chopping wood. And even though it enables him to cook food, it's permitted because more preparation is still needed. And the same applies to harvesting. The Gemara rejects that, says perhaps it's an axe for weeding and doesn't help to prepare food at all. The Avuna Omar Rabbi Yomi Boy Ahein Zuster Mekirnju Melchik Ve'es Chasharbe Vat Chasharbe Kimcha Kimi Shehi Nafa. Avuna, quoting Rabbi Yomi, said, "What's the law of Zuster, which is a kli like a sieve? Since its holes are distant and one can sift flour, perhaps it's like a sifter and it's forbidden, or perhaps it's permitted because it's not made for this." What is the neder that they were speaking about in our Mishnah? It's one who said, "It is olai, it's upon me to bring an oila." What's the nedover that was said? It's one who says, "This is an oila." Rechama, colleague of Rabbanon, said, if one said, "Harei olai, this is upon me," and retracted within with a couple of seconds and said, "Harei ze, this is," what's the law? Rabbi Chinana boy, lemestava, didar ama harei ze, because of ama harei olai, isechoma, chal al isechal. Rabbi Chinana answered that it's not reasonable to ask about that. If one said, "Harei ze," and retracted and said, "Harei olai," even though one cannot retract hekdesh within this amount of time, check it within 2 seconds, and surely it takes effect. or a severe issa takes effect on a light issa. Therefore, he now has accepted achrayas as a neder after initially declaring it to be a nedova. Ein issa kal chal issa chal. One said, "Harei olai." I'm attracted and said, "Harei zeh." Surely, a light issa does not take effect on a severe issa. We come now to the next mission of halacha ches. Ein ben zav harei shdira. Any difference between a Zav, which is a man who had emissions, which are similar emissions, with differences. There's no difference between a Zav who saw two emissions and one who saw three. The only difference is that the latter must bring a korban. Ein bein mesayva muskal mesayva muchlet elapriya ufima teglachas mitzipon. The only difference is between a mitzvah muska, which is a quarantined mitzvah, and a muchla, which is an absolute mitzvah. The differences are tearing clothing, letting his hair grow, and whether or not his tahara requires shaving and birds. The Gemara says, "Am Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi, develaza omal af peshlishis boitinaisai b'pnei hakorban." The Gemara says that the Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi says that our Mishnah is like develaza. He said that even for his third sighting, we check a Zav due to the korban. If there was a cause for it, then he's exempt from a korban. However, according to the Rabbanon, there's another difference, that if his second sighting was ba'ones, if there was a cause for it, he remains tahor from getting to a Zav. He's only like a balkeri. If his third was ba'ones, then he's fully tamei even for korban, and we don't accept causes to exempt them from tumah or korban. Am Rabbi Yossi in Leisi de Rabbanon v'lei oif de Rabbanon Leisi. Rabbi Yossi objects, if it's not like Rabbanon, it's not even like Rabbanon. Natani am Rabbi Yossi loy l'seitroi amalti ela v'yavi korban le'amati sheinu zav n'star zav. It would be a b'risa of Rabbi Yossi. I didn't say that we check even a third sighting regarding stira, what's that? The Zav must count 7 clean days of week and become Toho. Zoiv is, cancels those 7 days, and he must begin counting again from the beginning, if you saw, in the middle of it. Keri, becoming a Baal Keri, cancels only the day he sees it, but after he resumes his count, even if his third sighting was Boines, which is caused by something, it still cancels like Zoiv. I said only that we check so that he'll not bring a korban. Well, ha'il l'stolei amalti ela shalei avi korban ada amma divya kolhi. Since the beloved did not say for stira, rather only so that he won't bring a korban, this shows that we must say that the Tana omitted cases, and therefore it's like everyone. In tema de belovihi, litni ashniya b'stira, like the korban, hashlishis b'stira, or the korban. If you say that it's like the beloved without any omission, to teach that the second sighting, if ba'ones, if it was caused by something, does not join for stira or korban, and the third, even ba'ones joins for stira, and if it was not ba'ones, even for korban. That is the blaza, ra'ash ta'im, b'shufi, ra'achas ba'ishi, seseris, ve'enim avia korban. Upon the blaza, if one saw twice without ba'ones, and once with one ba'ones, it cancels and it does not bring korban. And Rav Yudin Masnisa b'shnei b'nei Adam. Rav Yudin says that our Mishnah discusses two people, one of whom saw twice and one of whom saw three times. It doesn't discuss the difference between the second and third sightings. And Rav Chanina Masnisa amakein ein ben mitzvah muska da mitzvah muchlet v'priya ufrima v'tiglachas is a poem ada amma b'shnei b'nei Adam anon Simon. And we bring support, says Rav Chanina, on the favor of our mission that teaches that the only differences between a mitzvah muska and muchlad are tearing clothing, letting his hair grow, and for his tahara, shaving and birds. And this shows that it's discussing two people. In Tema, Ba'adam Echad, Nisni Ein Bein Baharis Kadayla, the Baharis Katana. If it discussed one person, it should teach the difference between a large Baharis, which is a mega that spreads, meaning a muchlad, and a small Baharis, which would be a muska. And just like there, it discusses two people. Also here in the ratio, it discusses two people. The Gemara implies a question. Parcho, which means the Tzavach spreads to his entire body, and this Tesker means he becomes Tor. Do they need birds like Taharas Mochad? Yechon Omer, Tor and Sephorim. Yechon says he needs birds. Elazar Omer, Ein Tor and Sephorim. And Elazar says he does not need birds. Amr v'Abba Mano, Masnisa Messiah of Yechon, Minat Savua, Labias, Sheparcho Makulai, Shei Tor and Sephorim. We have a support for Yochan. Abba Mamo says, we bring from Baisa that Baisa says Min Hatzavua includes Parcha to his entire body amidst Echlet. He needs birds. V'haloi dinu, ma'im mi shetaha ve'ein simoni matamov imoi, ton tiporim, mi shetaha ve'simoni matamov imoi, ein adin shehei ton tiporim. The Gemara asks, why do you need a pasuk? We have a kavachima. If a muchlet who became tor normally, and he has no tam, has no tami simani with him, he needs birds, and when one became tor through paucha, and the tami simanim are with him, then also he needs birds. V'haloi sh'amad boi sh'nei shavuoi z'echiach sh'tara v'simani v'tamadim moi v'ein tam z'ipoim. The answer is one who's savas, persisted for 2 weeks, is Yechemi disproves it. He becomes Tor, and if Tami Simonim are with him, he doesn't need birds. As Ata Altatame al Misha Parcha Vakulai, Shafavisha Torah, Simonim to Metamavimai, Ve'enai Torah and Sepayim. You shouldn't be surprised that one that Parcha to his entire body, that even though he became Tor and if Tami Simonim are with him, he does not need birds. Avalayim el Savua, Avi Es Shaparcha Vakulai, Sheitan Sepayim. Therefore, we need the phrase min hatzavur to include paucha to his entire body that he needs birth. In oimer at l'tayim meticheske le'heitoron sipoim, yivine la'mutav la'ashiv pricha al prichois le'yamida al prichois. So, if you'll say that toho, the paucha, amidst heske does not need birds, the Tanu asks why a pasuk is needed should have challenged the kavachim differently. Isn't it better to prove from Pricha amidst Heske to Pricha amidst Hechlet, and not from persistence for 2 weeks to Pricha? Amr v'Chananya, Chavon v'Rabbonon, Masnis Messiah le Rabbi Yochanan. And we bring Rabbi Chananya, the colleague of Rabbonon, brings a support to Rabbi Yochanan from Abaisa. Ken Tani, Mesiv l'Chavei, lo yamal b'zeh she'enu nizkak l'chalita, Tani b'zeh she'enu nizkak l'chalita, Hovin is going to lachlit, yitor and ziporim. Atana challenges his colleague who asked earlier why a pasuk is needed. No, you cannot learn from persistence to pricha. If you say that this persistence, which does not make him mukhlet, does not need birds, will you, about this, which is pricha, which makes him mukhlet, if after the Quran, with Matai and due to persistence, all the nega went away, it spreads to the entire body. Since it makes him mukhlat, he needs birds. And this connotes that even taharas muska through pricha requires birds, because this Tana says that unlike tahara through persistence, which applies only to a muska. Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha sefer Messiah lebeloza atayim etich heska potter mipriya miprima mitiglachas and mitzaparim. Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha asks that the sefer of our Mishnah supports the beloza. One who is Taho amidst Heske is exempt from tearing clothing, from letting his hair grow, shaving, and birds. Chomada anan kaimen, hacha b'prichas. Do we discuss pricha? The Gemara answers, Mishnah is not discussing pricha, it doesn't support Raza. Amma b'shmur ba Abu Dhamma, ma pligin la vi siporim, ava la vi korban, kama moidi she'enai mevi korban. B'shmur ba Abu Dhamma said that they argue about whether to bring birds or to bring a korban, all agree that it does not bring a korban. Tani b'shvi yigalach b'shmini yavi eshu toron tiglachas may be korban eshenu toron tiglachas eino may be korban. We bring support for a baisa on the 7th day he shaves, on the 8th day he brings. One who needs to shave, he has to bring a korban. One who need not shave, he does not bring a korban. Only one who is mukhlet must shave. Yachama bar ukva b'shem Rav Yosef b'chanina. Or you may asher ha neger boy itama es shetumasa tluya b'negoi, that's the version of tumasa tluya, the theories yamav. Rabbi Ukva, quoting Rabbi Yosef Hanina, said that the phrase in Vayikra Yagnirum Memvov, all of the days that the nega is in him, he shall be tummy, refers to one whose tumor depends on his nega, which is a mukhlet. It excludes one whose tumor depends on counting days, which is a muska, and this is our Mishnah source to exempt the muska from tearing clothing and letting his hair grow. Kadoin priya uprima to glasses upon minayin. The Gemara asks, this teaches about tearing clothing and letting his hair grow. What's the source to exempt from shaving and birds? Vatha Jamaya Bashem Ravi Shamai, Zoistiyatras Hamatseva, Bayoim, Eshimatamim, Mutai, Bayoim Echad, Yatsavesha, Matamim, Mutai, Bayoim Echad. Vatha of the South, quoting Rav Shamai, answers, quoting from the Posek in Vayikra, Yudala Posek Beis, this shall be the Torah of the Matseva on the day. And it means they refer to one who becomes tamei and becomes tor in one day, which is a mukhlat. It excludes a muska who does not become tamei and become tor in one day, even after the nega ceases his tumah, his tamei, until his 7 days finish.